And then four, rising up, increasingly excited, rising toward a plateau, toward a point short of climax, but beyond mere pleasure, beyond mere day-to-day experience. Oh, pleasure has its place, and de-stressing does too, but for your mind to truly fade out requires more and more arousal too. Five and six. Mounting, pulsing. If your body could move in the grips of that wonderful rubber in the sight of your companion in experimentation, you would do so, but all you can do is ascend to seven and eight. And you reach nine, arousal and need simply running wild in you, coursing through you, through your succubus, through your mind. The dark side drinking your energies and feeding on your need, keeping you there at that perfect state, that place prior to unavoidable climactic release. Oops. In cuts the voice. Guess you're already losing control. It's all right. You're in a controlled environment, and as long as you don't see that dark succubus, we don't need to worry. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Let's start with the first test. The scientist pushes some buttons. You're lying there enclosed in comfortable rubber. A breath mask connected to tubes is moving away from you. The only thing that seems to happen is that you wonder if this is all just an elaborate vision created by your mind. Then the first smell of rubber enters your nostrils. The dark energies respond to the smell. You feel it pulse and pulse and pulse, blood flow between your legs increasing, the need invading. You try to fight it and hold back. You don't want to be so obviously aroused in front of her. The flushing of your skin would still be noticeable to her keen, intent gaze. You try to control. Hey, stop interfering with the test. Didn't I say you should let things respond naturally? Don't worry, I've seen plenty of aroused subjects. You can pant and enjoy to your heart's content.